Well, let's go to your next song, which is Christmas Lullaby. How does Christmas Lullaby fit in your spiritual past and present?
I don't even know how to talk about this because it's so very personal, and it's sometimes hard to explain it to people in the right way. But I consider myself pretty Christian, and yet I'm also a seeker, and I follow lots of different teachers. It just so happens that Jesus has been a real strong teacher in my life, and that has been through direct prayers and through some of his teachings from what's been written down in the Bible, also through talking to other folks who have had similar experiences. And I think what Quakerism says is that you can have a direct connection with God, that God is part of us, and that we have this way of connection which goes straight to the Spirit. And I always felt that way about Jesus. So for whatever reason, I've kept that through my adult life. So this song is very dear to me, partly because Doc Watson is one of my all-time favorite performers. He has a sweetness and a gentleness and a clear, sort of deep love that comes through when he performs. And when you add that together with a song that's about the birth of this baby, which symbolizes to me, basically symbolizes love, it just becomes very sweet.
I think here we're going to listen to your version of Christmas Lullaby, even though it's from Doc Watson's song earlier.
Yeah.
Let's listen here to Christmas Lullaby, and it's being done by our guest, Annie Patterson.
Hush, my babe, lie still in slumber. Holy angels guard thy bed. Heavenly blessings without number. Gentle, I still